John and I recently had a chance to be on KBOO. It is our local community radio station located here in Portland at 90.7 FM. It is an all-volunteer-powered, non-commercial, listener-sponsored, full-strength community radio for the Portland area, Cascadia, and the world. We were on Out Loud with Claire. Great show. She was an awesome host. We really enjoyed ourselves. I encourage you all to listen to the full program that is on KBOO. All you have to do is type in KBOO FM and it will come up. Also, we will provide a link on our website for that whole program. But right now, I'd like to just give you an excerpt of our actual interview. The full program has some great music by one of the local artists, and also afterwards, it features This Way Out, a gay and lesbian radio program that has been around for a very, very long time and is really wonderful. Thank you.
Next, I'd like to move into our interview for this evening, and I would like to welcome Lynette to the KBOO studios. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's so nice to have you in the studio and to be talking to a fellow radio maker. Though, for folks that aren't familiar, maybe let's start off. So, Lynette, and we are going to be having another guest, John, join us in just a moment. They and a team of people create the Bicast, which is a podcast. And maybe for folks that don't know, what is a podcast?
A podcast is a basically a radio show on the go. You can subscribe to it in iTunes, and you can take it with you, listen to it on off of your phone. You can listen to it on the website at your convenience. And it's basically mostly usually just radio talk show kind of format.
Okay. And so you are one of how many producers or how many creators of the Bicast?
There are seven of us.
Okay, great. And you're not only, I mean, you're obviously here in Portland, mm-hmm. and John is joining us from Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And where are some of your other producers?
Oh, well, Willow Drevin, they are in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
Michael Gullihue is coming to us from Grayson, Kentucky. Simone is in Perth, Australia. Becca is in England, and Alfia, she hasn't been on the show as a host, so she's not ready for that, but she's like the administrative manager. She lives in New York, but she's originally from India.
And Ruth comes to us from Michigan.
Wow, that is such a great mix of people.
And we have coming up soon Eileen. She'll be working strictly as on my Bi-Historian project.
Okay, very exciting. Now, I think John has joined us. John, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to KBOO.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi. And now, Lynette was just sharing, you know, the names of all the different people. I guess your collective of folks.
Yes, we are.
You are all volunteers.
All volunteers.
And what are some of the different roles? I guess, like, how do you contribute? Tell me about your role with the Bicast.
John.
Well, the first thing I did was really get involved with the website and build it up. And when the show started, I jumped right in on air.
And tell us the website so folks can find you guys.
Yes, it's thebicast.org.
Wonderful. Okay. And then, so folks finding you on the website, you have podcasts or I guess I want to say segments mm-hmm. that people can listen to.
Right. We have episodes, which is every month we have kind of a roundtable thing where we have guests on, what we call spotlight activists, and then just regular folks from the community who want to participate. Our last show is centered around Sherry Eisner. She wrote Notes for a Bisexual Revolution. It was discussing labels, their use, and abuse. It usually runs over an hour and a half on those. Then we have individual segments that we have bi-threads where we actually read responses to questions that are answered in some of the groups, and that's pretty interesting. We do promos. We do, John, maybe you can help me.
Yeah, we did a few interviews that were segments. Some long, some short.
Yes.
We did an interview with the president of the Bisexual Resource Center for Bisexual Health Awareness Month, and it was very informative. And Lynette did an interview with the president of Binet USA.
Yes, that was kind of a wrap up for the month of March. We had a lot going on in March and for the past year, really. But March was Bisexual Health Awareness Month, and that went very well. And if you need information about just about anything, you can hit Bisexual Resource Center on their website or on Facebook and Binet USA. They can steer you to anything you really need to know. There's a lot that went on last year. There was a meeting in September at the White House with 33 of our activists went there and several other things that happened. And we have a lot planned for the whole year. So we went over that.
Wonderful. And so let me go back in time a little bit. You mentioned you've had a really busy year. So how long has the Bicast as a podcast existed?
We have actually done three segments, so we've actually been on the air 3 months.
Okay.
I actually started physically building the Bicast on January 17th of this year.
Okay. Well, how exciting. You're new.
Yeah.
Yay.
We started putting it together several months before that. I actually had to learn the technical part of it quite a bit. And John was, of course, a tremendous help. And several of my friends who I'm involved with in the podcast community,
right.
They helped me quite a bit. Bob DeGrand from the DexterCast, IntroCast, Amy Moore and her partner, Sam Miller from the Slayerettes, and also Amy Torrey. They all pitched in and helped me figure out what the heck I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was familiar with podcasting. It was something I really enjoyed. I had been a guest on the show, but the actual technicality of it was something I had to learn fairly quickly. And it was a challenge, but it was great. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
Right.
And we're still learning. We have sound issues, partly because of the medium we have to use to actually call people.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving away from that, and we only use that when we have to, and we're moving to something a little more reliable.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on getting better equipment for me in particular. Several of us have actually purchased their own mics on their own, mm-hmm. out of their own pocket. I have not done that yet, mm-hmm. and that's my next goal.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, I would say that one of our biggest problems is money, and we're starting to get money in. But go to our website. If you like what you hear, we'd love a donation.
Okay, and tell our folks, I'm going to have you say that website a couple more times.
www.thebicast.org.
Okay.
Yes.
And so folks can find you there. And you guys also network on Facebook?
Quite a bit, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page, and we also have a Facebook group. It is actually set at secret because there are people in our community that really cannot be outed. Mm-hmm. And that's to protect them.
Okay.
But if you do want to join that, you actually have to become friends with one of the admins, which are all of us,
mm-hmm.
Before you can do that. All you have to do is put in a simple request, and we can figure that out with you.
Okay.
It is just a form of protection for them. We have other avenues for you to reach us. We have the website, which you can comment on and, of course, download everything on. We always post into the Facebook groups, Tumblr, and Twitter all of our episodes, and you can find them there, too. Please mm-hmm. share if you like,
mm-hmm.
or we'd love that. And there are ways to find us without actually being in the secret group.
Okay. And thank you for saying, I guess I do want to acknowledge for a lot of people in the privacy. And here in Portland, I feel very fortunate that for many people here in Portland, being out is a safe thing. But the reality for many people, even in the city, but definitely outside of the safe bubble that is Portland metro area, we have many, many, many of our friends and chosen family in the rainbow world that have to be in the closet, not
yes.
just for their job, but for their personal safety.
For their personal safety.
Yeah.
And this is a real issue. And
mm-hmm.
and we have to be very mindful all the time that there are people that we could put them in danger if we mm-hmm. out them by accident.
Right.
So we're very cautious about what we do.
Right. Well, and I can appreciate that safety factor. I mean, just working in media myself. But mm-hmm. I know the prejudice against the bisexual community is real. And unfortunately, sometimes it's violent.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me really uncomfortable to acknowledge, hopefully not the violence, but there is certainly some prejudice and some discrimination within our own lesbian and gay, bisexual, transgender, queer community. sometimes it's our own rainbow friends and family that are prejudiced against bisexual people. So rub my heart, and I'm sorry to admit that, but it's true. And that's why I think the work that the BiCast is doing is really, really important. Hopefully your podcast will become more and more popular. Mm-hmm. And just in case anybody has recently joined the conversation, you're listening to Out Loud. This is the Queer Culture Show on KBOO. My name is Carla, and we are speaking with Lynette here in studio and John on the phone. And they are both producers, hosts, promoters, recruiters for The BiCast, which is a podcast for the bisexual community and their allies. Now, we are unfortunately starting to run out of time. I guess I do want to just leave an open invitation for you two or anyone from The BiCast to come back and update us and what's the latest. And I know there's so much more we could talk about the bisexual community. But for now, I guess, Lynette, I'll ask you first. And then, John, certainly you'll have your turn as well. But any closing thoughts you want to leave with our listeners or things you wanted to be sure to share tonight?
Yes, I just wanted to say why we started doing this.
Absolutely.
We are all just regular folks, most of us pretty poor, and some of us are very disabled. But we wanted to do something to promote our image and what we are about as a bisexual community to everyone else, to get them to know, to make something positive of this, and also to give support to all of those who have to stay in the closet or are newly coming out and feel alone and, just like I did, lost. We just want them to know we're here, we care, you're not wrong, you're not broken, you're a human being.
Mm-hmm. And your people are out there.
We're here for you.
Yeah, you can find your people, thebicast.org.
Okay? That is correct.
Right. So, John, I apologize. We have to say our goodbyes, but any closing thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Come and hear us and see what we're doing. And like I said, if you like us, make a donation. We also have an extensive library of bisexual books, and a few pennies come to us when you order from Amazon.
Or when you click on a little link, you get pennies for that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and folks can find out how to support you guys financially or sharing your work through your website, right?
Through the website.
Okay.
Right.
And John, thank you so much for joining us over the phone this evening. I appreciate all your work out there in D.C. and on the internet. So,
yeah.
And both you and Lynette, please come back and join us here in the KBOO studios again sometime soon, okay?
Certainly will.
Right on.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And listeners, again, the website is thebicast.org. You can find their podcasts there, as well as how to support them and their library and all sorts of other things. So, again, thanks to John and Lynette for being our guests tonight on Out Loud.